Last week, we enjoyed being with members in the San Francisco area and drove through San Francisco on our way over to Concord. We had a nice meeting, too, with Markandeya Paramount. Got to visit him at his rest home there. He's very comfortable. He's very happy that we took the time to come by and see him. And so one of the sites, we passed the Transamerica building, and it stimulated my muladhara. I remembered many years ago watching it being built, and specifically the foundation being built. I'm not sure how many of us had that experience, but first of all, they started out by digging a very, very deep hole, okay, much deeper than you would expect. Put steel in it, and then filled it all up with concrete. They had this very long queue of cement trucks there, pouring all this concrete into the foundation. So it was amazing, the size of the structure they created underground. And of course, they did that because the building was tall and subject to earthquakes, and they didn't want it to fall down in an earthquake. So there it stands. So likewise, on the spiritual path, we need a strong foundation, just as a building needs one. And of course, as we've talked about before, on the spiritual path, the foundation is good character. Strong character being a disciplined, virtuous person, that's what provides us the foundation in our spiritual life. And some of you will remember that when Gurudeva returned from the European inner search, for one reason or another, that was one of his core messages. He was saying that, particularly for new students, Master Course students, should focus first on character building. In other words, let's start with the basics. Let's create the foundation first, which gives the stability. So, if we don't have good character, if we have poor character, and we try and pursue the sadhana marga, when we hit difficult times in our life, we could call them karmic earthquakes, so to speak. When we hit the difficult times in our life, if we haven't created a foundation of good character, we're going to flounder. We're not going to be able to sustain our spiritual efforts. Our life is going to go into a state of disruption. We'll start expressing some of our negative habits that we haven't conquered, and we'll stop doing our sadhana, and we'll lose good portion or possibly even all of the spiritual progress we've made up to that point simply because we don't have the foundation in place to sustain a bump, to sustain a difficult time. We've started at not at the beginning of the path, we've started at the middle or the end of the path in hopes of pursuing it with a shortcut. It takes a lot of patience to actually start where we should on the path, to start at the beginning. So we've been talking a lot about building character the last few months, and the most common way we've stressed is observing the yamas and niyamas. That's a very important way to build up good character. So today we wanted to look at another way in which good character is built, and that's through vratas, vows, religious observances.